Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The key to miracles is so simple a 2 or 3 year old could understand it. It's what Jesus' mother said to him at the wedding feast of Canaan. Whatever he says to you, do it. Right? And then not long after that, he told them, fill up the water pots with water. Now they could have legitimately, you know, from the natural said, why? I mean, we got a party going on. We don't need water. We ran out of wine. And if I bring in a big slog of water here to the, you know, captain of the feast here, I could be in trouble. These are servants. They could wind up out of the house and in hard labor or, you know. But they didn't try to figure it out. Why get water? That's not what we need. No, just do it. Amen. And they did it, and they had a major miracle. Hallelujah. Right? How many understand Naaman? He almost missed his miracle. By the same thing, the prophet told him, go down into the river and dip 7 times. He got mad. Yeah. Peeled, you know, burn a tire getting out of the driveway. Said, puh, I came over here. Does he not know who I am? I'm Naaman, commander-in-chief of the armies of Syria. The man don't even come to see me. Sends his servant out here, tells me go dip in the river. I don't need a bath. Do I stink? He almost missed it. Yeah. They're riding along, going back home, and he's in a huff. And his servant said, you know, we came prepared with money. We were prepared to do big stuff. Why not just do what he said? Amen. And he rode along quiet a little bit, and he said, you know, why don't we just go do what he said? Servant said, that's a good idea. They turned the limo around. Chariot limo and went to the river, and he did without understanding why. How many understand that's faith? That's faith with faith. He did what the Lord told him to do and had a miracle. Leprous flesh became clean and smooth as a young child's. Oh, thank God. Just do, say it out loud, just do, what he says. I know that's so simple, but how many understand millions are missing this? He says, do this, and they say, why? I don't see any reason to go to church. Why do I have to go to church? I don't see, why should I give? Why should I pray? Why do I have to read the Bible? I mean, I read it one time. Right? Because the Lord said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Just like you got to eat food to sustain your body, you got to eat the bread of God, the word of God, to sustain your spirit. But you shouldn't have to understand, just do what he said. He said, praise him. Yeah. I mean, I could show you many other places. We'll see them as we go through. But how many understand? He said, praise him. That should be good enough. Amen. What do we do? Praise him. I mean, what does our text say? Praise him in the morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. My praise shall, his praise will continually be in my mouth. He said it. It's good enough. Right? Why should we praise the Lord? Because he said so. That ought to be good enough. Right? Many, many other things the same way. Well, let's go on though. Here's another reason why we should praise him. And oh, I like this. We should praise him because he is worthy. He is worthy of our praise. Now, another way of saying that is he deserves it. He deserves our praise. He deserves it. Worth, worthy. He's worth praising. Now, I'm going to go into some detail on this one. Go with me over to the Psalms now. Psalm 107. Well, just going back to Psalm 18. We'll work our way up to there. Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 1. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. How many understand? If he is your rock and your fortress and your deliverer and your God and your strength and your buckler and your salvation and he's your high tower, if he's all that for you, you ought to praise him. Amen. Right? Yeah. Why should we praise him? He is worth praising. Yes. Right? I mean, let's take it down to natural stuff. You know, somebody was asking me about a certain food item this week. And it wasn't too hot. And so they asked me about it. So they said, well, how was that? And I said, it's all right. Well, I didn't praise it. Because it wasn't worth praising. Right? But Miss Diane fixed me some food. That I brought on the airplane. And we were ripping along at 490 miles an hour. That's smoking, brother. It was 50 degrees below zero outside the cabin. We were nice and cozy warm inside and pulled out some of that food, and I mean, the pilot said, man, where'd you get this? I said, some folks in our church fixed this. We praise that. Because it was worthy. Amen. Right? Amen. Let me say, some things are worthy to be praised. Yes. Some are not.
That's right.
Some things are nice and wonderful and good, and some things are duds and not good. Amen. Right? Yes. You don't just praise everything the same. It wouldn't mean anything when you did praise. Amen. You know, Phyllis, she's my best help, and she also, you know, if something comes up in preaching for all these years, you know, I don't ask her every time, you know, was that okay? Was that good? I don't ask that, you know. I do the best I know. And sometimes she'll say, man, that was good. And then sometimes she don't say anything. But if she just said, oh, wonderful, wonderful, amazing all the time, well, then it wouldn't mean anything. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if it wasn't too good, and she said it was great, you know, we should be supportive, but we should not flatter.
Amen.
I mean, you can tell somebody, oh, I don't know, that didn't seem too good. That doesn't mean you don't love them.
Right.
That don't mean you don't believe in them.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
And there's a difference. Trying to undermine somebody's confidence in themselves and, you know, revealing that you don't believe in them. Now, that's really bad. But at the same time, you don't just go on and on, you know. Boy, here's one. I mean, if she says, honey, does this look good on me? You know? Not everything is worthy to be praised. Right? You can just say, well, it's there now, isn't it? Looks like good heavy material. Because some things flatter and some things do not, right? That's with all of us. But if you just got the standard, now men, I'm talking to you now, you just got the standard answer all the time. Oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. Whether you're praising everything and your praise doesn't mean anything. Now, ladies, if he happened to say, well, I don't know that that looks the best. I don't know if that looks as good as the other. That's my opinion. If you get mad, then you're a baby.
Amen.
You need to grow up, right?
Yes,
right? Really?
Yes,
we're not talking about being mean. We're just, if you ask somebody for their opinion, you need to be ready for them to give you something less than a glowing report. Right? If you can't take anything less than an amazing accolade, then you shouldn't be asking. You can't take it. Well, I'm just saying not everything is worthy to be praised. Not everything is. Certainly the devil is not worthy to be praised. Right? All of his stuff. Sickness should not be praised. Poverty should not be praised. It is not worthy. Right? But healing is worthy. God's faithful provision is worthy. He is worthy. He is worth praising. You won't find anything or anybody more worth praising than him. He's perfect. He's wonderful. He's good. Now let's read some more things here in the 107th Psalm. This whole psalm deals with this issue. And you can hear the heart of God coming through this, showing what people are not doing and what they should be doing. One of the reasons why we should praise him under the same thought of him being worthy is because he made us. He is our creator. He created us. Not only did he create us, he sustains us every millisecond. Right? People talk about, well, you know, do you believe in creation or not? All you got to do is see the sun come up again.
Yeah.
Not only did God create this thing, what keeps it spinning? What keeps the sun burning? What keeps all these stars and planets from colliding into each other? Right? What keeps, you talk about order. You talk about power. What controls the Pacific Ocean? What controls the molten heart of the earth? What controls the seasons and the jet streams and the winds? Even with the effects of the curse in the earth, it takes a lot of power. We have no idea. We can't even catch one lightning bolt. People have tried. If you could catch some lightning bolts, you could power cities for years.
Yeah.
Catch one lightning bolt, you could power a city for 6 months.
Amen.
We ain't got nothing that'll catch them. If you try to catch one personally, it'll be an amazing experience and probably the last thing that you experience. But they tried to catch them with capacitors and stuff, and they hit one end and blow the other end out, and they're gone.
Yeah.
That's one lightning bolt.
Yeah.
What power's behind all that? God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks to God who gives me life.